We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ice Cube and the Big Three want Caitlin Clark to come participate. I think 8 games, mm-hmm. right? They want her to come play 8 games when her season is over before the WNBA season begins. Mm-hmm. They're offering her $5 million to be a part of it, mm-hmm. and it seems to me like for 8 games, I would run over there okay. and play in those games. Uh-huh. That's a lot of money. That's yeah. more money than she'll make in her first 5 seasons in the WNBA.
It is.
Probably outside just of endorsements and all that kind of stuff, but
yes.
salary wise,
yes.
$5 million, man,
yeah.
to play basketball.
Right.
It seems like if I were Caitlin Clark mm-hmm. or if I were advising Caitlin Clark, uh-huh. I would say, yeah, do that.
Why would you say that? Because it's $5 million. I understand, and rightfully so.
Yeah, and like I guess because the criticisms of it or the reasons to not do it that I've heard people give, I don't agree with.
Okay, tell me.
The main one is that it would somehow like devalue the women's game.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
Yeah,
I
don't know why that
I don't want her to play because I don't want Bonzi Wells or Kenyon Martin or Darius Miles or whoever in that damn big three, Jack, Stacks.
Steven Jackson, yeah.
Mike Barnes. I don't want them that because the one thing that's going to happen, and I'm not saying that she can't handle it, is that they're going to be trying to get after the young girl. You know that?
Yeah.
You know that? So it might not be good for her. As far as the
but like, what's the worst thing that could happen? If she goes out there and some guys that played in the NBA
do you see
her
the
well?
Fool about to fight each other? I know she's a young
they're not
lady.
Gonna fight Caitlin Clark.
I didn't say that. I'm just talking about the physicality that they play with.
Okay,
but if I'm her, I'm still going.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I'm still gonna go get. I'm gonna get that five.
I mean, look, the names you mentioned are all guys that are in it, or some of them that are in it. I'm looking at the three-headed monsters roster. Right
okay,
now.
Let me hear.
Rashard Lewis. Who's never bodied anybody in his whole life. Very good player, made a lot of money.
Right.
Perimeter player,
yeah.
kind of a finesse uh-huh. guy. Never heard of the second guy. Reggie Evans.
I know Reggie.
Now, Reggie's a physical
Reggie's
player.
Reggie's a physical player, though.
And I would avoid him if I
yeah.
were her.
Okay.
That would be the guy
right.
that I would avoid. Robert Dozier, like who I guess is from Lithonia. Didn't know he was from Lithonia.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he'll be all right.
I'm not saying
she's not going to be able to probably, if they get her down in the post and they back her down.
Caitlin is a tough young lady.
She's going to be able to score on the perimeter. She can shoot from 30 feet.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, I'm just going to put myself in the mindset of one of these brothers that's on this team.
Because they're not getting $5 million.
Because they're not getting
$5
million. I'm not going to let her score. I'm going to face guard her and everything like that, and I'll do the other things. We know this. As men athletes, we know this. If there's a young lady that comes into you don't want to be the guy to get cooked by her.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Just don't.
So my question is it more likely that Mario Chalmers is in the league? Is it more likely that Mario Chalmers is going to say, hell no, I'm not letting her score, and I'm going to lock down defense as hard as I can mm-hmm. with the possibility that she scores anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just going to be like, back off and play the type of defense that they play in that league?
They're going to play hard.
You think so?
Yep.
I don't know. I haven't seen those guys play hard ever.
I'm just telling you, Doug. I'm just telling you.
But even still, say that happens.
Okay.
Say Michael Beasley decides he's going to have his best defensive performance.
We know
of his
how
life.
Unstable that brother is.
Great, awesome player.
Can score on anybody.
Can score on anybody.
Anybody.
But say he decides he's going to lock her down, and he does.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got $5 million.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't see a downside
cool.
for her.
Yeah.
I don't see a downside for her.
Neither do I.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you get mess around with them. I'm just.
Yeah, so they're. I mean, okay, so she doesn't play good.
How many people are?
If she doesn't play good,
how many players on each roster? Is it only three per roster? Because I mean, I've never.
No,
seen
they got a sub. You got to have
yeah,
some
I've
subs.
Never seen a game.
I don't know. I don't think Brandon Rush is giving you a full 48. I don't know how much they play. Four,
okay.
five.
They have five players. Okay.
Five players and a coach.
Okay.
So this team, Three's Company, has got Julian Wright, Tony Allen, Hollis Thompson, Brandon Rush, Michael Beasley, six players, and Mario Chalmers, and they're coached by Michael Cooper. So
damn, Coop found another job, huh?
Yeah, he keeps coaching.
There you go.
Keeps
I would coaching. Feel better if it was another. If we seen this with another female player and see how they reacted to it.
I know, but
I would feel better. But I mean,
I'll be the first for $5 million.
I mean, exactly. I'm not telling her not to do it. I'm just saying how the players are going react. I already know. I'm not saying they're going to go out there and try to hurt this young lady because I don't think that would be the case.
Definitely,
I definitely don't think that would be the case.
Absolutely not.
But it's different.
Okay,
it's different.
Cool. You know it can be as different as they want to make it. Pay me my money.
I'm just saying, it's going to be different.
I think she should do it, and hopefully she does. I don't know if she will because I know that people like. It seems like people are going to advise her not to for whatever reason. I mean, maybe that's the reason is they might play hard. The other stuff about it being somehow like a bad look for her. Like it's not like she's not being taken seriously or something like that. I don't know, man. If somebody's offering you $5 million for an exhibition, it seems like they're taking you pretty seriously.
But my thing, I look at it from there. What are the down draws for her personally?
None.
We don't know.
So see, if what happens?
All we looking at it right now is it's $5 million. Do it. But what does that do for her brand?
But
where can she get the $5 million? I mean, there's probably a side to her outside of, well, it's $5 million.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it would do negatively to her brand. Like even if worst case scenario, she goes out there and doesn't play well and whatever happens, she's still going to get drafted incredibly high in the WNBA draft. She's still going to the WNBA. And if she balls out in the WNBA, she's going to be one of the faces of the league. Like, I don't think her success at the next level has anything to do with what happens with the big three.
So if she doesn't do it, why would it be? Because she don't want to do it.
Because people are saying that it would be like it would be somehow like a sideshow or something like that. So, it would somehow denigrate the women's game by doing this.
That's why that would be your suggestion.
I don't think she would do it because she's scared about looking.
Oh, no, I agree with that.
I don't think she would do that.
I agree with that.
I don't think she would do it because she doesn't want $5 million.
I agree with that.
I think she would not do it because of what we've heard suggested from people since this came out, which is it would somehow make the women's game like a sideshow or something like that. And I just don't agree with that. Like, I don't think that's true. I think it's easy for people to say who aren't being offered $5 million.
Everything is easy when you're not offered.
I think it's the same thing that a lot of people said about the Liv guys going over there. Well, you know, it compromises the integrity. I guess, like, those guys got $200 million, and then the PGA Tour a year and a half later said, yeah, you can probably come back pretty soon, and you can play in the majors.
Do you think those guys from Liv already knew that this was going
to
happen?
I don't think so. You don't think so? No, I just think they made a good gamble. I think they said yes to $100 million because they should have, and then golf was like, oh, yeah, it would be good to have those guys still. We should bring them back, too. Okay. No, I don't think so. I think Phil Mickelson would like you to believe that that's what he knew, that he knew making that decision eventually. It was like he was going to unify the game, and he was going to change the world. No, I think he said yes to hundreds of millions of dollars. And so did other people. And maybe more people said yes to it than the PGA thought would.
Right.
And then at the end of it, they were like,
I don't think they thought this many names were going to fall afield.
No, I thought maybe some older guys, like you might get a Phil and that'd be like the best you'd get. And then maybe some of the guys that, you know, are kind of the back end of their career, but John Rahm and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka going over there. Yeah, that was a really big deal for the PGA. And they had to say, all right. And then also, you know, the Liv guys offered the PGA a bunch of money too, and so they had to take that money.
You know, I know. Times
you shouldn't
have changed.
Take the money and go.
Times have changed.
Actually, we're going to take the money now
because
they're offering it to us.
Yeah, times have changed, Andy, and we're trying our best to, you know, broaden our golf horizon.
I just think you got to be careful listening to people telling you not to take a bunch of money if they don't have like an alternative. You know, don't take the $5 million. All right, cool. What do you have for me?
Yeah.
Pride.
Yeah, I mean, that's
my... I'm going to take the $5 million.
I don't know. And I don't know Caitlin Clark at all. I don't know where her mindset and all it is. But I think it would just be less, I don't want to do it.
There's
everything else.
There's a chance that her brand is as big as it'll ever be right now.
That's true. That's true.
So...
But then that's one of the things, why not capitalize? Yeah. I agree. I just don't... And I'm not saying she's not going to do it. I'm not even saying don't do it. I'm just talking about what's going to be the mindset of those guys.
I'm saying if she's listening and she has the Odyssey app and she cares what I think, I think you should do it.
Do it. Where are they at now?
To hell with the haters and everybody else and the broke people who don't have the opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.